Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is Phyllis Rhodes from Great Start, and also she's a representative for 211, and that's what we're going to talk about today, 211 service. Welcome to the show, Phyllis.
Thank you, Kevin.
Always glad to have you on the program. And well, this time around, I know we talked about this last year too with 211 service.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, and still going strong, and we're talking about it today because, well, 211's coming up.
February 11th is National 211 Day, and it's a time for everybody to know that there is a place they can call, and it would be 211, to get access with any kind of help that they would need.
All right, well, let's start off with what 211 is all about. Start with that, and then we'll talk about some of the other stuff.
211 is a phone number that anyone could call. It can be a layperson or a professional or social worker, teacher, clergy. If they know of someone that needs help, or if you need help yourself in certain areas, yeah. And those areas would be maybe help with utilities, maybe food assistance, support services for your family if there's family issues. We definitely have a wonderful database that would be able to help you answer some of your questions and lead you to the right resource.
Boy, and from what I understand, you know, we talked about it last year. It's been very busy over the course of the year, hasn't it?
It's been really, really busy.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe we have some statistics for you. Actually, last year, 211 was contacted over 400,000 times.
Wow.
And we had 310 calls alone from Iosco County.
Really? All right. And it was just getting off the ground. So you know what's going to happen once more people know about this service.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. More calls. And the calls are handled very well and very professionally. So really, when you call there, expect to get some really good answers. Yeah. I also want to tell you, if you go on Facebook and you like them, you have a chance to win an Xbox One.
Ooh, nice. All right.
So you want to like 211 on Facebook.
You bet. Well, now let's get into the nuts and bolts. How does 211 work, Phyllis?
Well, all you have to do is call 211 and a trained professional will answer your call and guide you to the right resource.
All right. Now, you kind of touched on it a little bit, the services that it provides, but give us some detail about some of the types of services that 211 refers people to.
Well, if basic needs such as food banks, clothing, shelters, utility assistance. Also, if you have physical or mental health needs, they can refer you to the right resource. They do give employment support. If you're looking for a job or have job issues, they can assist you with trying to find a job. People with disabilities, also workforce training, independent living, adult daycare. Those are some of the other areas that they cover. If you need help finding quality childcare or after-school programs and tutoring, that would be also a resource they would have.
Yeah.
And crisis calls. If you feel you have a crisis in your family, give 211 a call. They have very highly trained professionals in that area.
All right. Now, obviously you're in because 211 is available in our area, but what areas exactly are we talking about here, Phyllis?
Well, okay. As far as geographically, they are in 13 counties around Iosco County.
Oh,
so they're
right
through many of the counties here. So you don't have to just be from Iosco County.
All right. Very good. Now, who gets to call 211? Is it open to anyone? Or?
It's open to anyone. It's open to any person could call 211 if they feel they need assistance in any of those areas. But professionals can call, teachers can call, ministers, clergy can call, social workers can call. So, I mean, the database is open to everyone. And also, if you can't call, just log on to www.211, Northeast 211, and get help there.
All right. Very good. Now, there's a lot of numbers, so give us a little 211. 411, 911. Now, what are the differences between those?
211 is for information, and that's what we're talking about today. 411 is more of a telephone directory assistance.
Right.
And 911 is if you have a fire or medical emergency.
Very good.
So,
and of course,
211 is the one.
211 is the one. And 211 is coming up. We've got 211 coming up on Saturday, and that's why we have you in today. Anything special happening on that Saturday?
Well, other than awareness? I really want, this is a community awareness day. Log on to Facebook, learn more about it, and get a chance to win the Xbox One.
Very good. So the best way to go to 211 or go to their Facebook page, which is, I think once you would start typing in 211, it would take you right to it.
It would come right up.
Very good. So remember, 211, Facebook, come and learn more about 211 service, which is now in the area. And don't forget, February 11th is 211 day. Phyllis Rhodes from Great Start and the representative for our 211 service, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin.